Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass, back from Augusta. Glad to have him here. Scheman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Got a text from Forever 35, says we need more contestants like Adam on Wikipedia. No hemming and hawing. We came, got right after it.
He was a
very good contestant, no doubt about it.
It's a great point.
And that Pepto-Bismol commercial that we all just heard. I mean, look, it's hard to put the word diarrhea in a song, but they do it.
And they do it effectively.
And now it's going to be in my head.
Diarrhea.
For the rest of the night, singing diarrhea.
I thought you've had diarrhea in your head all show.
No. What's that called when you have verbal diarrhea, where you're just a nonstop talker?
Verbal diarrhea.
Is that what? Yeah.
Well, you have to. Exactly. It's my job to speak for 4 hours. Well, I can't help it.
Filterless.
Then I do the Imodium AD after work and cut it right off. Don't talk. I don't say another word the rest of the night.
My wife hates it.
You're the same way?
I do not talk when I get home.
I don't either. How's your day, honey? Great. How do you I know how you and your wife worked on. You've just had a 4-day that turned into a 5-day extravaganza. Usually there's payback waiting on the other end. Like she gets some kind of massage weekend or something.
No, she got to spend a nice weekend with the kids and an extra morning getting them ready for school.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it somehow. I'm just trying.
And that's not a Cam Newton comment that I just made. In no way was that just.
I didn't take it that way.
She was the only person there. You know how people are today.
Yeah, I know. You cancel culture. You're canceled. Chris. You're banned.
You people. You.
I just know she likes to have fun where you would be alone with the kids and that she can go out and.
It will be an interesting conversation when I bring up trying to golf on Friday afternoon now that we're not going to be doing the show on Good Friday.
Is she working? We don't know.
She works in the school district, she's off.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring it up. I'm not going to fight real hard for it, but I'm going to bring it up.
That's going to be a short conversation.
I think so, but I think I owe it to myself and the people that I would be golfing with to ask.
Okay. All right. It is 6 minutes and 20 seconds past the hour. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown, and I believe it's sponsored. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com. NBA 7th place play-in games tonight. Yeah. Both are on TNT. It starts at 7 o'clock. The Cleveland Cavaliers are at the Brooklyn Nets. The late game at 9:30, so not too late. Clippers at T-Wolves.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, UEFA Champions League quarterfinal action. Chelsea is leading Real Madrid 3-2. However, if it were to end right now, Real Madrid would go through on aggregate. Villarreal knocks out Bayern Munich 2-1 aggregate line. It's been a slow day.
Lots of texts. Art the Bills fan says, you definitely sound like Cam Newton, Chris, with your ways.
Yeah, see? I'm telling you.
Ocean Bar says, Craig is just loquacious. Thank you, Ocean Bar.
You say that on air?
Loquacious? Sure.
Of course, yeah.
Dumpster Fire says, Chris clearly likes to live very dangerously. Yes, he does. He's a little cocky sometimes, and he will ask his wife, I guarantee. I can't read Brown's guy in the cape. Let's see. Forever 35. Chris has a solid strategy bringing up golfing on Friday on the air. That way, if she's listening, he's already put it out there for her to know.
Yep.
That or that she'll text him in the next 2 minutes telling him he's not golfing. Good text there, Forever 35.
Chestnut checkers, guys.
What?
That's what I'm playing.
Chestnut checkers?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, chestnut checkers.
Oh, chestnut. I thought you said chestnut, nut.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I was like, I need another Christmas. No. There's already a commercial
chestnuts
out there.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
There's already a commercial out there with a Christmas background
not
music.
Not checkers.
Okay. Yeah.
One game involves a bit more strategy.
Yeah.
Got to be thinking 2-3 moves ahead, Craig.
Always thinking 2 or 3 moves ahead of your wife? Is that how, that's how you guys operate?
Oh, no, that's not at all what I said, honey.
This should have been your lead story, by the way. Actually, this is awesome. And I thought about going, but no, I'm not. But you just announced that the spring game at DRV Pancake Stadium, which holds about 18,000, is sold out.
Why spring are they doing a spring out. Game at?
Because that's what they. It's free, first of all. There's everybody that got there got to go. It's free. Hmm. I don't know. I think that's where they have it there. I think that's where they have it, the all spring right. game.
Unless they can't do it at Hard Rock because of the race in a month.
Maybe. You might be right.
Maybe.
Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix. Whew. Can't wait.
They didn't have 18,000 people at a home game last year, and now they got it sold out. That's pretty. That's pretty
did
cool.
Did you guys get into Charles Leclerc winning another race at the Australian Grand Prix?
No, no. We waited for you to come
missed
back.
Missed it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now, before we go to Art the Bills fan on the phone.
Okay.
For those that are just getting in the cars, hearing Chris is back for the first time since last Wednesday's show. Quick recap of your week at Augusta, where your flight was canceled, coming back, but you froze your lower extremities off.
Freezing.
You almost peed face. Your pants yep. and got kicked out. Would have got kicked out.
I did not get kicked
out. Saw Tiger. You were there on 12 for Cam Smith's blow-up. So anything that comes to mind, you can do a quick little, because people like to hear.
Real quick, Saturday, highlight of the trip because it was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight of the trip because it was miserable.
Uh-huh.
Freezing temperatures, gusting winds. I've never been in a nor'easter per se, but I can't imagine it being that much worse than what I had to go through on Saturday.
Picture icy rain blowing into your face at the
I'm
same
convinced
time.
If it were raining, it would have been iced. It would not have had time to melt before it hit the earth.
I believe
that's
you.
Just me.
Okay.
Again, never been in a nor'easter. No common point of reference. Mm. That was my nor'easter. Tiger. Looked good walking from what I saw. Took his time while walking down some hills.
Yeah.
As to be expected. The golf, from what I saw, very rusty. Really not good. Driver was good, which was surprising, but the wedge game and the irons didn't look great.
Okay.
Cam Smith on 12 on Sunday hit a horrendous tee shot that gave Scottie Scheffler the Masters.
Yeah.
It was a very, if you want to call it a boring Masters, I'm not going to fight you on it.
Okay.
It was a pretty boring Sunday, at least. I mean, I guess, it got to 1 after Scheffler parred 2 and...
Was it that close?
Yeah, I think it got to,
I got
where
to
Scheffler,
1 or 2, I think. Yeah.
Scheffler was at 9 and Smith was at 8, I believe.
Yeah.
But then
for a minute.
But then Scheffler holed out on literally the next hole, and Smith bogeyed 2 holes later. So, it went from 1 to 3 really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It just never felt close.
Yeah.
And I don't like Delta anymore. And if you want to call in and try to defend Delta, Kathleen, you will not be allowed to do so today. That will not be allowed today.
Oh, come on. Just because they forgot to assign a pilot to your plane, which was sitting there.
That's the second most important
thing.
No,
I argued yesterday it was the first.
No, the plane is more important, but after that, it goes pilot.
Oh, yeah, how about that? I think I told...
It's all essential personnel.
There was a flight, I think it was out of Fort Lauderdale. Or Miami to Santo Domingo and Dominican the other day. And they told the passengers, and that's only, about a 2-hour flight, maybe less, there would be no toilet, no lavatories.
Oh, gosh.
What? Told them that.
Wow. What happened?
I don't know. I think they still took off. I don't know what happened.
Would you take off?
It depends on what. I mean, for me, like I said, I can't go like I used to back in the day.
I
take the window seat now. I used to take the aisle seat for more leg room. I take the window seat because I don't get up. One of my superpowers is I have super bladder.
Yeah. I don't like getting up.
I like watching my movie. I'll have my drink and something to eat and my laptop up watching a movie. And I don't feel like picking it up every 15 minutes because somebody has to go to the bathroom. So I take the window seat.
Instead of your except during Avengers, in which case you do go to the restroom.
but don't say hello to Chris.
Movie. That was at the actual movie.
All right, two quick times. Fan of Mr. Know-It-All says, Chris, did you get frostbite like that cross-country skier? Didn't he get his little weenie frostbitten off during the Olympics?
Yeah, he did. And my lips are pretty chapped right now.
Yeah.
Apply the stick again.
Coast Carolina says, no idea what Chris is talking about, but sounded like a very professional assessment. What was of the Masters? Okay.
I think I did a really good breakdown. Nor'easter?
Kathleen says there actually is a good explanation. I'm sure of it, and I would like to explain to you if you would let me. She is married to a pilot.
I don't think I can allow that today, Kathleen.
I kind of want to hear the conflict. I want to hear the back and forth.
I don't really care, Kathleen, what the reason is that I had to drive 9 hours in the middle of the night.
Meanwhile, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Here is Art, the Bills fan. Artie.
Art.
Guys.
What's going on? How are you?
Hey, before we get started on a kitchen nightmares,
another one.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. Hold on. He's got
something. Hold on one second. Our phones
says, are messing up. Now, I was the victim of this with my wife in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we were on the tarmac for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And lights on the plane weren't working. Something didn't sound right, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ultimately told everybody, oh, it's inclement weather. So nobody was given hotel vouchers, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
I swear, these companies, because if it's an act of God or a crew member or something like that,
force majeure,
they don't have to pony up the voucher.
Correct.
Otherwise, they do. It's a scam because that's a ton of money in Atlanta for how many people on the plane, 200 people on the plane or whatever or more.
Right.
For a hotel room. I guarantee that's, and they got a shuttle and everything else. Mm-hmm. I guarantee that's what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably right. At midnight on a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I'm sure Kathleen will debate me or whatever.
Sure.
Anyhow. Okay. Kitchen nightmare number three.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now, kitchens have evolved out of the dark ages throughout my lifetime in a huge way.
Right.
20 some years ago. We were smoking in the kitchen, all sorts of things. A very common thing.
Yes.
Most every place that I knew of did this. Uneaten dinner rolls that were in the baskets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brought back to the kitchen, and guess what?
Yeah.
I always
them in the croutons.
I suspected that.
We ground them up into breadcrumbs. Oh, it gets better.
Oh, Lord.
The unused butter, whipped butter. You whip the butter because you increase the volume. And then the unused stuff, we melt it in a pot, let it boil.
Hold on. Art, hold on. Answer the phone, Chris.
No, I just tried.
It's Kathleen.
I promise you, I just tried to answer the phone and it messed up.
Really?
I promise you, I really tried to pick up.
I don't want to be on a multi-call with someone.
No, you're not going to be on a
multi-call. That's what I'm trying to avoid right now. So I promise you.
I don't want a conference call. I'm almost done.
All right. Kathleen, be patient. Art, continue. I got to see where this story's going.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. Anyways, the uneaten danishes, muffins, pastries. Remember back in the day, Pete, Craig, the big Danish trays everywhere?
Yeah.
You don't see it that much anymore. A little bit.
Yeah.
But, well, we're going to take that back, throw it in a bus tub that's in the freezer, and when it's full, bread pudding's going on the Sunday brunch buffet, baby.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. I do believe it.
That's your kitchen nightmare with Art. And
I don't know if you watch any shows on the Food Network, do you?
I used to binge them, but not so much.
Check out the...
because like Gordon Ramsay, it's stupid. He goes into a place, he orders everything on the menu, but then the next morning he goes and looks in the cooler and starts puking. It's like, why don't you go in the cooler first?
Well, most of the time he does. But you're right. The new show on Big Restaurant Bet on Food Network with Jeffrey Zakarian, it was all filmed at the Luminary in Fort Myers. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Big Restaurant Bet. I think it's on every Monday night. Big Restaurant Bet and Jeffrey Zakarian.
Big Restaurant Bet.
It's about somebody they're trying out to go into business with him, and it's pretty cool. Great shots of Fort Myers in it.
Oh, cool, man. I'll have to check it out. And if you haven't seen the movie, The Blind Side on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it before. I just saw it. My wife loved it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Oh, and Chris, if you could have seen the look my wife was given the radio when you were saying, my wife had an extra day with the kids and the weekend with the kids. Oh, my God. She'd have burned up my radio on the one night.
I believe it.
All right, boys.
All right. Sounds like Cam Newton. Thank you, Art. All right. Kathleen, to use airport lingo, the runway has been cleared. You can call now at 239-337-ESPN to debate Chris on his hostile attitude toward airlines and pilots. We'll get to all that.
Delta.
Meanwhile.
Specifically
Sunday. Yes.
Meanwhile, top five Masters markets Sunday.
We hit it, right?
Number one, Boston, 8.8. Number tied with Hartford and New Haven at 8.8. Number three was West Palm at 8.6. Fourth was Minneapolis, St. Paul at 8.3. Five was Greensboro, Winston-Salem.
Fort Myers did not crack the top five?
No, but I mean,
it's pretty normal, actually.
Because the weather's too nice here?
Because the weather's nice here, and it's generally crummy everywhere else.
But we're usually a top two golf market on TV.
They could have finished with an eight. I only have the top five here. I don't have it all. So.
All right. Here to refute equal time, fair and balanced. Chris's beef with Delta for not having a pilot for him Sunday night to come home from Augusta, Atlanta. Ladies and gentlemen, is Kathleen, who is married to a pilot, with some insider information. Yeah. Kathleen, how are you?
Hi, Kathleen.
I'm great. Hi, you guys. And I'm not defending, but as a flight attendant and Rich having been a pilot, I do have a little bit. I mean, okay, so COVID happened, right?
Yeah.
So what they did at Delta was, they offered, and these were a lot of Richard's old co-pilots and stuff, they offered all these guys an early out.
Yeah.
So all kinds of pilots took early outs, like our friend Marty did, a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it started up again, they can't train them fast, because you're only trained, you're only current. Well, sometimes you can be current on two airplanes, but it's not like they can fly any airplane.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're certified just on a certain airplane, and you go through that, and sometimes two. So I think a little bit of the problem is they just don't have enough pilots right now because they gave too many of them an early out.
Right.
And now all of a sudden they need them again.
That was never more apparent than Sunday night when they didn't have a pilot for me, Kathleen.
I know. No, wait a minute. I did not make it to Texas on Saturday because Delta canceled two flights. So by the time it came to me, they're buying people off for $800.
Woo!
Wow.
Yep. So I turned around and went home.
Yeah. Well, 800 doesn't buy what it used to. I was actually thinking about going out of town in a couple of weekends, and you can't get a flight under $800. It's unbelievable.
Well, it depends where you go. I'm going to Nashville next week, and it got a great deal. It's under 200.
So, Kathleen, how quickly does the backlog with the pilots, how long is this going to take before we get back to normal?
Well, it's going to take a while because once these guys, so they hire the guys from, like, you know, the guys that fly those smaller airplanes, the feeders like SkyWest, things like that. Well, those guys have to come and get trained on completely different airplanes, and it's a long training thing. And then after that, they have to be, you have to ride with a check pilot for X amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a quick process.
They got to get 1,500 hours on a whole different plane, or is it?
No, you don't have to get the 1,500 hours, but I don't know exactly how many.
Yeah.
Once you have all your hours just flying commercial, you know, hours, that, you know, makes sense too. But you need X amount on whatever airplane you're training on. So it is a long process. But I understand. I'm not defending. I'm just saying that's the explanation for what went on. COVID.
Well,
it's like we blame everything on COVID.
Yep.
COVID.
Well, Chris wants Richard to come out of retirement and get cracking.
Yeah. I don't think at 81 years old they want him flying.
All right, Kathleen, thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, guys.
I appreciate that.
All right, now, what was worse, Chris, in your entire trip from start to finish?
The cold weather?
No. Even the drive home and the inconvenience of the rental car and the flight canceled and all that stuff. You started off on the wrong foot.
I did start off on the wrong foot.
Because Spabara wasn't open at 6 o'clock in the morning at the airport to give you pizza.
There's
only two restaurants open over there in the morning.
But that's my point,
Very
though,
privileged.
Is if we can open a Starbucks and a Great American Bagel, why can't we just have a Sparrow's as well? I'm sure plenty of people would eat pizza at 6 a.m. I can't be the only person that looked with the Sparrows right there and went, damn.
So you were in a bad mood right from the get-go because you couldn't get pizza.
Yeah.
Look, I got an everything bagel toasted with turkey and cream cheese. It was fine.
I know where you had that. That's a nice little tiny little bagel shop. I've had many breakfast there.
And then the bigger restaurant, there's two of them that will have sit-down prayer. I think they open up around 7.
That was closed, yeah.
Yeah, they can open up around 7.
Drake fan said he had his flight canceled today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
St. Louis to Punta Gorda. Cougar Hunter, you're a different kind of high. You can't fly airplanes right now. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate the offer.
Oh, man. Can't wait till things get back to normal.
They should be.
They should be.
They should be.
But they're not.
Pilots.
Well, not just that.
There's a bunch of smarty pants.
It's a bunch of stuff. Like,
Have you watched that documentary on Netflix, by the way?
Which one?
Case Against Boeing? Remember the
I haven't seen it, but yeah, that's a big, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Boeing 747s, how many?
It's a
737-800,
I think, right? Is the problem. Watch it.
Am I going to want to fly on one after I watch this?
Nope.
How many problems they got?
They've had 2.
Oh, yeah. They disappeared over the ocean.
An Indonesian Air and an Ethiopia Air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Each of them had problems.
Same kind of problem.
Same exact problem.
I think a battery cell burned up.
So what it is there's a little... I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
There was an internal issue.
Have they fixed it?
To Kathleen's point, the reason that Boeing put this one line of coding into the airplane was so that the pilots didn't have to retrain. Because the whole thing was that Boeing needed to get their new upgraded 737 out on the market with the energy efficient engines on it. They needed to get it out on market, but nobody would buy it over the Airbus product because the Airbus product didn't need new training.
Right.
And that was the whole thing behind this. Watch it. Fantastic.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That's Netflix?
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, airlines, they're nothing's normal. My wife ordered something from Amazon, and it was 8 days later, it still wasn't there. She canceled, reordered, and came the next day. I mean, the whole country is just stuff we're used to, and I know these are rich people problems.
There's no, but some of the stuff is just regular. I mean, you order a dining room table sometimes. I mean, it's coming. It's stuck in a warehouse in California. Because
Furniture takes 6 months to get. You're right.
Yeah.
Get things back to normal ASAP.
Well, a lot of people still aren't going back to work.
I'd like my gas to be back to around $1.99. That's just me.
Nice being in Georgia, around $3.65.
I saw $3.88 this morning up the street from me. It was $4.02. It's coming down a bit.
$3.65 thereabout in Georgia.
Yeah. All right, enough of this.
That's the cheapest state for gas, right?
It usually
like
is.
Historically?
South Carolina and Georgia are usually pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty combative with you. Is that because like a lot of oil comes in through there?
I think there's a refinery that they... Here's what I never understood. I lived in Houston, for crying out loud, and I never knew why we didn't have the cheapest gas in America.
Seriously.
But we didn't. All right. Enough of this happy talk. Coming back, let's see, what do we got here?
We got Russell Westbrook.
No chicken and waffles. He says that I got lucky because most canceled flights don't take off for 2 days after. I drove.
Yeah, he drove.
I did not get lucky. I'm hauling through Valdosta, Georgia at 2:45 on a Monday morning.
Should have gone see that coach that did so much trouble over there. All those kids that are going, you know.
Nick Saban's nephew, right? Wasn't there a Saban connection?
Yeah, Saban connection. He was running. Yeah, the alleged, the poor alleged that Bear Bryant's grandson was laundering money through his bank for those kids.
How about that? How about that? ESPN Southwest Florida and Naples Wealth Planning present the Sheeman and Shepherd Golf Scramble May 13th at Stony Brook and Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill. The tournament is sold out, but all of you are still invited to hang out at Duffy's afterward from 2 to 6 when the Sheeman and Shepherd show will be broadcasting there. It's our 5-year anniversary show. It's presented by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Quantum Leap texting in, the reason Georgia gas prices are so cheap, they don't have the same kind of amount of road taxes added to a gallon per gas.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's how they're balanced.
I think that is true.
The state, this is the way the state taxes.
And a lot of people not having any sympathy whatsoever for Chris's travel problems, because in the end of the day, he got to go to Augusta for 4 days does every year.
I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just...
He wants justice.
You're venting.
I want justice. Correct. I never even thought of it like that.
You want the whole airline canceled.
No, I just want them to loosen the restrictions to hire pilots.
So let's put inexperienced pilots with about 10 hours training, and then let's go.
Sure, it'd be fine.
No, thanks.
I want the most experienced pilot available anytime I'm going in the air.
What's that button? Autopilot?
Autopilot.
Is there an auto radio host button? Nope.
There's automation.
Yeah, well, kind of there is.
You know what?
He runs the Tampa Bay games.
You know what? I rescind.
A pilot once told me it's better to be on the ground wishing you were in the air than being in the air wishing you were on the ground.
That is something a pilot would say.
Well, yeah, of course. It's something I would say, too.
That's what they did say.
Jeez. Anyway.
I'm only joking. I love the pilots of American, Frontier, Southwest,
JetBlue,
Allegiant. They're all great. Is Continental still a thing?
Continental is no longer.
Is that still United?
That's been swallowed up.
No, it's like Eastern Airlines, my first airline ever. It seemed like the only one that went to Disney World back in the day. Eastern was great. You get as soon as you walk on, if you were a kid like I was, Ben, I was 10 or 11. My sister was 10. Get the Mickey Mouse ears right away. Get the wings.
Got the wings.
Got to go right to the cockpit after about an hour in the air.
They don't do that anymore.
Nope.
Bin Laden.
Yeah.
No, they ended it.
I know. A lot has changed. I swear at him every time I got to take my shoes off in the line.
Did it twice.
Yeah.
Did it twice.
Oh, you went through security and the whole deal before you found out your flight was canceled, huh?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. You have to. You have to.
I don't know at what point you got the dreaded text from the airline saying your flight is being delayed till tomorrow.
Both times, a minute before boarding was supposed to start.
Were they going
to
put you up in a hotel if you wanted to, the airline?
Nope.
Why?
Because it was delayed.
It was postponed, not canceled.
It was not canceled. It was just delayed until 8 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah.
But how many hours technically was that delay?
That was 11. So it was delayed 9 hours.
That doesn't qualify getting put up in a hotel?
No.
What qualifies?
In fact, I learned yesterday that the airline only makes a guarantee to get you to your destination. It doesn't have to be in a timely fashion. So, yeah, delay is not treated as a cancellation.
Well, it's also, when quote unquote leaving on time means when you, it doesn't mean when you take off. It means when you leave tarmac, when you just back away, that counts as leaving on time. So if your flight's at, 1:11 and you're not on the air until 1:30 because of two or three or four planes ahead of you, whatever it is, it still counts.
Yep.
Kathleen says, get pre-check. Pre-check was closed.
Why?
It was too late at night on a Sunday.
Oh. Not enough employees.
Pre-check was closed. The burrito place that I ended up getting dinner from, they had white rice, black beans, chicken. That is it. If you wanted anything else, you could not have it.
Hold on. Put a little jerk spice on the chicken with black beans and rice, and you got yourself a meal.
Look, I wanted a burrito, so it was fine with me. I'm fine with it. They had all the toppings out, so that was fine, but you could have a burrito or a burrito bowl. Everybody in front of me in line wanted a quesadilla for whatever reason. They had turned the burners off, though. You were not getting a quesadilla.
Why?
Couldn't. It was like 20 minutes prior to close, and I think that they had already cleaned up.
Wow.
That's my thought.
Paratrooper says jumping out of airplanes, the greatest feeling. Well, that's why your name's Paratrooper. That's something I'm never going to do.
Not Miami either. Congratulations. I think it's brave as hell to do that. I don't have the stomach for it.
You know what? Let's go skydiving, Paratrooper.
Can we attach you to a microphone that'll work? Because I'd like to hear that.
I would too.
I'll jump tandem with Paratrooper.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's obviously been perfect at it.
Yeah. Undefeated.
Undefeated.
So he'd be on his back, basically? Is that what goes?
He'd be on my back.
He'd be spooning Chris.
He'd be on my back.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something.
Yeah.
You got to do it. I think the first three times you're not allowed to solo jump. Maybe militarily you are, but us civils.
Put that on Facebook Live. That'd go over well.
Do you get reception that high?
Well, you'd eventually come into play.
Eventually you would get it, yeah. I guess.
Oh, Big Red is going skydiving on Sunday. Well,
hey.
Big Red, if we hear from you on Monday.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, I want to hear how it was.
Statistically, more likely to die in the car crash to the airplane than die in the airplane.
Statistically, more likely to die on my way home on I-75 in about 30 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. So if we talk to you
tomorrow. Well, I feel like I got to undo that karma for saying
that. If we talk to you tomorrow, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll start a foundation for you.
This guy on Twitter is, he says, if Kyrie scores 36 plus points tonight, I will give everyone $10 who likes this tweet.
What is it? Who tweeted that?
Uncle Drew. No blue check, but 345,000 followers.
I think that's Kyrie's handle.
How many likes did it get?
It says Kyrie Irving's only Uncle Drew page. If Kyrie Irving scores 36 points plus versus Cavs, I will give everyone $10 who likes this tweet.
I'm not going to like that tweet.
No. By the way, there is.
You don't have to retweet it and just like it.
I know. There is NBA playoff tonight. Two of them.
Well,
yep. Cavs
playoff
Nets.
Or play out? Well, it's not a play out.
It's
you're
play
right.
in, basically.
It's a play in.
Which I don't watch play in games. Well, I did for the first time this year.
You're going to watch this?
I don't know. I'm not that interested. My Tigers already played today.
Lost.
They lost. Thank you.
Yeah.
Blew a lead. They were up 3-0, too.
Yeah, I know.
Bullpen.
Bullpen. Every time.
Red Sox bullpen has been quite impressive so far. On the whole. Early.
Husky
early,
Bill, early. Hey, speaking of, there's a really bad accident involving multiple semis at mile marker 88 on I-75. All right, stay clear of that. That's north of here.
You're not going to watch any NBA tonight.
I might. I might not. I'm not. I'm really not interested. I mean, I might force myself as homework for the job. I have no interest in watching either of these games.
I think Nets-Cavs will be a good game. I think they're both good games.
Cool. You know what? There's 82 good games for everybody every year. I got – and I'm the guy on this
what
show –
What do you have to do?
I'm the guy on this show that usually says I don't even care for first-round NBA games. Second round's where I like it. Pretty good.
I don't disagree with you on that one, but
– But your Pistons haven't been in the playoffs in how long? You would feel differently if they were in it.
4 years, I believe.
As you predicted, they would be playing tonight, which you'd be watching again. That's two playing games in less than a month,
it's
really.
It's too much. I had watched playing game with Indiana. the first time ever.
You would have been sitting here tonight.
They got a tournament win.
Say it was Detroit at Brooklyn. You'd be sitting here tonight going crazy.
I would not be going crazy.
You'd be happy. You'd be watching.
I probably would watch, yes. I don't know if I'd be like, hey, let's get out the nachos and beer. This is like game seven, or this is a Super Bowl. I wouldn't be that fired up.
Mike Trout's playing against the Marlins tonight.
Despite his illness.
Too bad no one will see it.
That stinks.
Well, locally you can't see it. It'd be on Bally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, that's just a major problem.
Why is that game at 7:07 being played in Los Angeles? I mean, obviously, don't answer 4:07 out in Los Angeles.
I think they tried. I mean, early on, they tried day game. I don't know.
There's also
a game on TBS tonight as well.
I've been to a few Angels and Dodgers games in the daytime. They still sell out.
How can you get there? They're delightful experiences. How do you get there, though? I mean, what's the crowd like before the third inning?
It's fine.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, I think that'd be a tough time.
Like for an Angel game, I had to leave at like 11 in the morning to make a 1 o'clock. Well, I had to leave before that, come to think of it. I don't know. All right, I suppose I'll watch some hoops tonight. Maybe Charles Barkley will say something cool.
Kenny's back tonight.
Was he off?
Yeah.
They give him a day off because of all the college hoops?
He was sick or something, I think. Oh.
COVID.
He had a bug.
Was it the...
Was it COVID?
No.
I don't know that.
It was the blue flu. He's bummed about the Tar Heels and blowing the lead against Kansas and Charles getting in his face dancing YMCA.
That's what it was. Still in shock over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You two are the only two that even remember that. By the way, Kansas had a parade. Did you see it?
No.
No.
Their fan was so excited.
Well... Lawrence, this time of year is a hot spot.
It is a hot spot.
Beautiful.
You know what happened? You know what happened, Chris?
Spring game.
No. People went to Kansas City because of the Kansas City Jayhawks.
Then it was split between Missouri and Kansas,
so nobody knew where to go.
That's where all the fans went.
Crazy. You know, creepy Mark Emmert declared the Kansas City Jayhawks the national champions.
Oh, I want to know, Coastal Carolina from the Cape. Hey, guys, dodge the diarrhea comment. On my way to work. Great show as always. I want to know, I need a follow-up for the young five-year-old who ate the Lucky Charms and threw up and all that kind of stuff. I need an update.
There was another case reported in Florida, in Southwest Florida over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing. Lucky Charms. You heard it here first.
Magically delicious.
Yeah. And then it's not.
Then you need to hear that Pepto-Bismol commercial we play at the top of the hour.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
I'm going to be singing Diarrhea all the way home. It's a catchy tune. It's in my brain now.
You know what? It worked.
Yeah, it was effective advertising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like Cars for Kids. 1-877
Yeah. Cars for Kids.
And that commercial. Can you at least get the kids to
Cars for Kids?
Can you sync up the instruments? I love it. They could do better. The kids are great. It's not the kids' fault.
Great delivery.
Sterile Charles with a picture of him skydiving in Punta Gorda, 13,000 feet. Mizzou guy says, don't do Kansas City, Missouri like that. We didn't. Mark Emmert did.
He said Kansas City Jayhawks.
Yeah.
While presenting the trophy.
And Herbie Hancock says, Craig, you have good NHL games tonight. That will be better than the NBA play-in games, mm-hmm. especially the Bruins game. Go Bruins.
Oh, do we have good NHL tonight?
Lightning in action tonight. Again, Bruins need to win. They're 3 points behind Tampa for the three. They're going back and forth for 3-7, 3-7. But
all right, coming up at the top of the hour.
Oh, a lot of games tonight.
Full slate.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, another chance of being our next nationwide winner in the Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab.
14 games.
Mm-hmm.
28 teams on the ice tonight. Catch the fever. Burning up the ice.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey, Bruins and Blues.
Chainsmoker won the Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab at the 4 o'clock hour.
He
got $500. He can buy $500 worth of cigarettes if he wants. Or whatever he smokes. Nonetheless, you could be the next winner. Text into the number 45911, whatever word we give you at the top of the hour. Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab brought to you by Andijar and Levine Accident Attorneys. And you could be a winner by 6:15 tonight. Let's go 2 for 2. That would be spectacular. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47th Terrace in the Cape. I'm going to go NBA, Cavs, and Nets. I'm going to take the Cavs +9.5. I think that's too many points. I think this game is tight. I think defenses are much better in the playoffs. I think the Cavs actually really want this. The Nets are a mess. Look, the Nets are the better team. I get it. But 9.5, too much for me to swallow. Give me the Cavs. Pete Shepard?
The Florida Panthers, and I'm telling you, man, they're going for their 8th straight win tonight. They are -450 at home against the stupid Ducks. If the Ducks ever pull this off, we've lost a whole bunch in a row. The Ducks are +350. Mm. I can't do it.
You can't lay 400.
No. You can't.
You add that to a parlay to just sweeten it a bit.
There you go.
Yeah, I too am going to the NBA tonight, and I am going to take the under in the Nets Cavaliers game, under 226.5. Under 226.
That was going to be my play also, but yeah, yep. Good. Yep. All right, we got that game covered. Crystal ball.
I think we all agree on the other game.
Yes, we all agree on the other game. We say it. We all like the T-Wolves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Craig, my game tonight?
Yeah.
Cavs plus the 9.5 against the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We all agree on that, too.
Same play as you. I
three services agree. We're like at 89%.
It does scare me a little. Maybe it's a sucker play.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, at this point, everybody knows that the Nets don't cover at home.
Right.
So why did this thing start at 8, get bought, and now it's all the way down to 9.5?
Because Kyrie and KD are playing together.
I know. I just don't. I don't know.
I'm with you.
I don't know.
I'm with you. Screw them.
Rooting for the Cavs tonight.
So there you go.
I win either way.
I'm kind of rooting for Brooklyn just because I want to see a Boston-Brooklyn opening series.
Right? I kind of want to see that myself.
I hear you. I hear you on that.
On the other hand, would you want to see a Miami-Brooklyn series?
I'm not afraid of it.
I'm not afraid of it either. Why should you be?
No.
No, I just, yeah.
Gas pump guy sent a picture of him hanging from a building. Looks like he cleans windows, man. How about that?
Window cleaner.
Dumpster fire, newest member of the family, a new puppy. Congratulations. 941 says, Chris, my 5-year-old grandson wants to know how you can burn up the ice.
With fire. Duh.
941, we have finally given you a text name. Ice fire? Fire
hot
ice?
Hot ice.
Hot ice.
Hot ice. It's like the movie Rookie of the Year.
Or ice in Game of Thrones, a song is Ice and Fire.
Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
Yeah. Fire and Ice.
Yes.
Also a Pat Benatar song.
Fire and Ice. I like Rain and Fire better. James Taylor.
I don't. Yeah, I'm touch and go with him.
Well, yeah. Some of the songs are depressing.
Everything's slow.
Yeah. All right. That's a wrap, people. We got Rays baseball starting when? 6-something?
Yeah.
6:10?
Six o'clock.
Six
on the button.
Yeah, 6.
Oh, we got to get out on time then.
Yeah.
How much time we got, Chris?
We're fine. I'm really good with numbers.
Are you?
Except when I'm not.
Don't forget, Sheeman Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top. Already had one winner from our audience today, $500.
Let's get another, huh?
Let's go for two for Tuesday.
Hey, have a night, guys.
Have a night, everybody.
Have a night.
That'll do it. All right. Back tomorrow, Hump Day Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts for Chris, for Pete Shepherd. I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Another celebration of me, by the way. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.